You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hello and welcome to the Everything Is Black and White podcast. Andrew Musgrove here. Hope you guys are doing well. We've got a slightly different version of the view from the opposition coming up this week. Of course, Newcastle head down to Craven Cottage to face Fulham on Saturday. And what is probably a must-win game if Newcastle United want to qualify for you for next season. First off, we're going to hear from our chief sports writer, Lee Ryder, as he talks us through Eddie Howe's pre-match press conference. And we'll dive into everything Eddie Howe had to say about Bruno, Isak and the game against Fulham. And then at the end of the episode, we're going to have six quick fire questions from journalist and Fulham fan Mark White. You might remember Mark appeared on the podcast in the reverse Premier League fixture up here at St James Park when we spoke about Fulham. Mark is out and about a day enjoying the sun, but he did take a little bit of time to send in these quick fire answers all about Fulham. So stick around for that. Let's get on with the show. Over to Lee. Hello and welcome to the Everything Is Black and White podcast. I'm Andrew Musgrove, joined by our chief Newcastle United writer, Lee Ryder. It's Newcastle versus Fulham tomorrow at Craven Cottage. And if you're looking for the usual match, the usual view from the opposition, it isn't coming to you this week, but we are going to talk about the game with Lee, who's back from Eddie Howe's press conference down at the Newcastle United training ground in Benson. And we're going to get Lee's verdict on what Eddie Howe had to say. And Lee's look ahead as well to the game against Fulham. Lee, before we start with what Eddie Howe had to say, I just want to get your kind of opinion on Saturday's game with Fulham. How important is it that Newcastle pick up all 3 points in this one?
Yeah, because of what happened against Everton, I think this kind of becomes a must win. I mean, I don't think they'll be completely ruled out of the European race if they don't, but they'll make life very difficult for themselves because there is other tough fixtures to come in that 8-game sort of sequence. You know, Tottenham at home, Man United away, they will be more difficult than this. So this is a game Newcastle probably need to get all 3 points in.
It does seem like the teams around them, though, are falling over themselves to hand Newcastle United a real chance of European qualification. I mean, people would have seen the 4-3 victory for Chelsea last night against Manchester United, which means Manchester United, who Newcastle still got to play, are only, 4 points ahead of Newcastle. Of course, that win for Chelsea brings them just a point behind Newcastle, but it's really tight from 10th up to 6th. And I guess, as much as we're looking up, Lee, a defeat against Fulham has you looking down, and you know, Newcastle United could be, well, much further down the table if they don't manage to pick up all 3 points and other results go against them.
Yeah, I mean, that game last night was absolutely incredible, wasn't it? And with Man United winning 3-2 going into the 98th minute, Newcastle's Europa League hopes were pretty much gone, in my opinion, from where I was sitting last night. I thought it would be very difficult to hope that Man United are going to lose 3 games and we're going to win 3 games. At this stage in the season, it generally doesn't happen. So for Chelsea to come back. I was happy with it when it went to a draw, but even though Chelsea are so close to Newcastle, I was quite happy Man United lost it, because it means Newcastle can close that gap now to 1 point, providing Liverpool, of course, win at Old Trafford and Newcastle beat Fulham. Then it will just make it, it'll put Newcastle in a nice position after this this weekend's fixtures, if they can do that and then hopefully get a favour off Liverpool.
And a win against Fulham would then leave that point against Everton, as much as the majority of the fan base were disappointed with it, it wouldn't look like the worst point in the world if they managed to beat Fulham on Saturday.
No, it wouldn't. I mean, drawing at home is becoming a little bit of a concern for Newcastle. That's now Everton, Bournemouth and Luton they've drawn against. So the home form is, there is a bit of a question mark over it. But 7 points from nine at any stage in the season is a good tally. If you keep doing that, then you're going to have a good season. So I think one thing Eddie Howe spoke about today was consistency. And Newcastle have only won back-to-back games on two separate occasions this season, whereas last season they were putting together fours and fives together. Newcastle really need that in the running if they're going to get into Europe. So 8 games to go. If they can get 5 wins from it, then you'd be confident, but they're going to have to step things up if they are to do that.
That quote that you're referring to there, I've got it here, and Eddie Howe said, "I see a lot of teams searching for consistency and searching for a run of victories that will catapult them to where they want to be. And we're one of those teams. Everyone is finding that consistency hard to find. So it's up to us to grab that." Have you seen anything, Lee, that allows you to think they're going to find it? Because after that 4-3 win over West Ham, the big hope was, and I was guilty of falling in this trap, was that they would follow it up with victory over Everton, who were on a horrendous run of form. They were on their longest winless run in the history of the club, and yet Newcastle couldn't get the better of them. And I said to you, I think it was last week, that I don't feel like they're going to find that consistency, because we have been let down so many times this season. When you think they should win, they don't. And I don't think they can find it, but have you seen something different to that?
Well, again, going back to last night, that win for Chelsea, that was high performance levels from Chelsea and Cole Palmer to dig deep and come back and win it in the last minute of stoppage time. Well, only last week Newcastle managed to do something very similar against West Ham, so they can dig deep and find that performance. And for me, I said it straight after the game the other night, that for two-thirds of the game against Everton, I thought Newcastle were very good. I did. It was just that last part that let them down. And of course, not being able to find the second goal, which is ultimately what, you know, cost them the 2 points. You know, that second goal goes in any time before or just after the hour and it's game over. Everton wouldn't have nothing left to give. So I think I have seen a bit of evidence from Newcastle in the last two games. I think, you know, coming back from Stamford Bridge not so long ago when Newcastle lost 3-2 and, you know, suddenly they were 10th in the table. It was looking very bleak for Newcastle. But again, they've responded. They've found something, 4 points. It's not 6 or what we all wanted, but it's something. So I do think they are capable of, definitely capable of beating Fulham at the weekend and hopefully going on from there to get another couple of big results.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
It's going to be a difficult task, though, at Craven Cottage. Only Fulham have gained more percentage of their points at home this season than Newcastle have. I think it's 76% to 75%, something like that. But that shows you how good they are at home. They are a little inconsistent away from home. But Lee, Newcastle have already beaten them twice this season. So anyhow, he's shown he can get the better of Marco Silva and Fulham. What are you expecting in terms of Newcastle's approach to this game?
Yeah, I think they'll go there confident. I think they'll go there trying to get on the front foot early on. As you say, they've been there before in the FA Cup this season and won. I think last season holds happy memories for Newcastle fans as well, going down there and winning 4-1. And the one thing I've kind of noted in my build-up to the game is certainly Sean Longstaff's got a couple of goals down at Craven Cottage. So he obviously likes playing down there. So let's hope he can bring something to the party as well. I think they've got every chance. I mean, there's a lot of players for Newcastle who are actually playing quite well at the moment as well. I think you've got to factor that in. Alexander Isak, Dan Byrne, Lewis Hall, you know, Bruno Guimaraes. There's a lot of players who are on form at the minute. So hopefully Newcastle can use that their advantage and beat a Fulham side who have conceded 6 in the last 2 games. So for all the good home form, they're struggling defensively, and Newcastle are starting to show, you know, if we're talking about the last 2 games, 4 points, yeah, fair enough. But also Newcastle got 5 goals in the last 2 games. So there's a real chance for them down there.
Yeah, always a chance in a 2-horse race, and hopefully they can pick up all 3 points, because it's going to be a huge game in terms of Newcastle's race for Europe. And Eddie Howe was asked in his press conference today about the importance of getting into the Europa Conference League. And he said, I think it would help to a degree, but I don't think it'll be a defining factor. That's always to a degree in the players and clubs' hands, but Europe certainly would help. A lot will depend on our ambitions and where the club is going to go in the foreseeable future. I don't think one season necessarily dictates that, but I think it's a general feeling of where the club is going. I'm saying we need, as a football club, to continue to push forward, which I know is the intention of everybody, but you set your ambitions not just in terms of talking, but in actions. So we need to show them we're a club moving forward. What do you read into that from Eddie Howe? Is he kind of setting the groundwork? You know, if we miss out on Europe, it'll be disappointing, but oh well, it's not going to be massive. Or, you know, do you read from that, you know, he does want Europe, but he just doesn't want to say it too loudly?
I think there was a couple of little things that I took from the press conference today. Certainly what you've just said there, but also in a question that I asked him, there was kind of a message in there about other teams have overtaken Newcastle this season. And I did have a look at, obviously, the table and what happened last year. And the teams that have improved, I mean, Liverpool have improved dramatically from last season, for one. West Ham, in terms of league position, have improved dramatically. Spurs have had a real shot in the arm as well. So there's 3 teams that, you know, have come from nowhere in the last 12 months. And I think Eddie Howe is just sort of saying, you know, we went through January without signing anybody. We're going into a summer market where we've got to really act, regardless of the rule book. One way or another, Newcastle are going to have to make it work. So I think there's a few little messages from Eddie Howe just kind of asking to show that ambition that's been spoken of. It's all right sort of talking about it, but, you know, Newcastle and the board know they've got to go and sign a few players this summer.
Mm. And he says that, though, it doesn't have to be the defining factor. A few weeks ago, Lee, when we spoke about what Newcastle can achieve, you said, you know, you take kind of any European competition that you can get your hands on above not qualifying for Europe. Do you still support that train of thought? And I just read those comments and it sounds like Eddie's, I don't know, when he says he doesn't think one season necessarily dictates that in terms of where the club is going for the foreseeable future, maybe he's not too worried about missing out. I don't know, maybe I'm just reading between the lines a little bit too much there.
I think, I mean, I've said it for, I think I've probably said it from about Christmas time onwards, that any European place is a big achievement for Newcastle, given the injury problems they've had. I think what he's probably trying to cover himself a little bit there, because let's say, and I think I said this to you a couple of weeks ago as well, that he doesn't have to get into Europe to kind of keep in his position, basically, because a solid top 10 finish, given everything that's happened, could still be deemed an okay season. Certainly, we'd have taken that in the past. But I think really what he's saying is that it's so close up there that you could go into the last two or three games, a couple of things might go wrong, and yeah, you miss out on the last day or something like that. There's a near miss. So I think he's just trying to cover himself from that point of view. But also, I think this season, I just think when it's finished, I think they'll be glad to see the back of it. They go away, dust themselves down and come back stronger next season.
Mm, yeah, most certainly. Let's talk about some of the injuries that Eddie Howe referenced in his press conference. Confirmed that Tino Livramento is out, but he said he could be back quite quickly. Confirmed as well, Miguel Almirón is out. What did you make of those two injuries, Lane? How big of a blow is it not to have those two players available to be picked on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, definitely Livramento's reduces the options, but by the same token, you've still got Lewis Hall there, who had a very good game the other night. I don't know if you feel the same way about that. I thought he was very positive. And I think Emil Kraft did okay as well. I spoke to him after the game. There's obviously an interview with that going up tomorrow. His thoughts, and I've always found him a very reliable player, certainly in the first season of Eddie Howe's reign when Kieran Trippier got injured. He stepped in and he was brilliant. He's a good squad player to have around. He's not going to sit and complain. He's overcome injuries, so he's hungry to play his part. So this is his time now, this season. So I think while those injuries you mentioned are below, and especially Almirón, because he's capable of something special on days like this, but he's going to be missing for a month, and it's his turn to sort of sit in the treatment room. Everyone's had a stint of it this season, I think, picking up injuries. So yeah, they are two big blows, but I don't think that would be the reason why they can't beat Fulham.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I suppose we're just at the stage of the season. Another day, another injury. Eddie Howe will just be kind of getting on with it, because he's just used to losing key players for weeks at a time. You mentioned Lewis Hall. He came off with a bit of fatigue, but he's expected to be fit. And you are right, Lee. He played really, really well. So hopefully he starts at left back. Dan Byrne, again, winning the plaudits. Eddie Howe spoke about him in his press conference as well. And on social media, everyone's been very happy with Dan Byrne's performance at centre-back. If Lewis Hall is fit, he starts at left back, and Dan Byrne is centre back alongside Fabian Schär. Is that the team you'd go with?
Yeah, it's looking like that. Defence is almost picking itself at the moment, and I think that both those options at fullback, Kraft and Hall, give you something moving forward up the pitch. Certainly Emil Kraft likes to get forward. And yeah, it's good that Newcastle have got that offensive look to them. I mean, Lewis Hall, brings so much to the table, and this is his opportunity now. So for all the injuries Newcastle have got, they've got quite a fresh feel to the team. And maybe at this stage of the season, when they've pretty much tried everything else, this is a chance to to maybe look at something different. And I think Eddie's said a couple of times he's referred to building for the future. And I think that's probably what he's sort of looking at. People like Lewis Hall now to come in and do a job and bring something to the table.
Yeah, and we've had to wait to see Lewis Hall, but it seems like the wait has certainly been worth it. Alexander Isak was another question that he was asked of, and he said in his press conference, when you've got any of your attacking players in the form he's in, I think it transforms through the team. He's in a really good place, and it's great to see him in the type of form he is in. He deserves a lot of credit for how well he's played this year. He's an exceptional talent, and I hope he can get even better from this point. I think there's more to come from him. I mean, we spoke about it in the last episode of In Conversation, which actually hasn't aired yet. That'll come out on Sunday after the Fulham game. And that one is based on Alexander Isak. We asked the question, or that I asked the question of you, Lee, is Alexander Isak the greatest striker in your time covering the Chronicle since 2005? And you can hear what Lee had to say about that by tuning the episode on Sunday. But Isak against Fulham, you know, Newcastle are going to be relying on him to continue this great goal scoring form that he's in at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, no spoilers on that one, because that's obviously to come at the weekend, but he is in great form. And Newcastle, you know, they're going to need that, I think. Look, they seem to be getting a little bit of luck in front of goal. I mean, obviously, getting two penalties in one game is an achievement, really, given the way things have gone. So I think just getting the service right to him, it's great. Harvey Barnes is back, another player we've spoke about in depth on this. And yeah, I mean, for all injuries, the team is more than capable of doing a job at Craven Cottage.
Yeah, yeah, and they're going to have to in the race for Europe. We'll finish on this point on Bruno Guimarães. Next week's episode of In Conversation with Lee Ryder will all be about Bruno and his future and where Bruno ranks in terms of the great midfielders we've seen at Newcastle United down the years. But there's a lot of talk about Bruno's future. And Eddie Howe was asked about it in the press conference on Friday. And he said, let me tell you, players like Bruno, they are not around every corner. They are very rare. Bruno should be appreciated for everything he brings. My intention would be to keep Bruno at the football club for as long as we possibly can. But I can never make guarantees, though, because that would be absolutely foolish of me. Being in football long enough to know, you never know what is going to happen tomorrow. But he's an integral part of our team and he's playing really well at the moment. I mean, Lee, it's a question that's just not going to go away, is it? And anyhow, it's going to be continued to be asked it because, you know, PSG, Real Madrid, they're all set to be interested. And when the team maybe isn't performing at the level we know it can do, but Bruno is continuing to be at a level we know he can get to, which is a very good level, like against Everton, he was brilliant. Those questions are always going to be asked about his future, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And I mean, I have to be totally honest, you know, being a fan of football, you know, if Real Madrid put a bid in for any player, then they're going to Real Madrid. So we have to wait and see what happens on that score. But PSG, maybe Newcastle can fend them off.
make of Eddie Howe's response to the question, because I mean, I suppose he's finally going to get sick of having to answer speculation on Bruno, but it was probably the most lengthy response we've seen on the question of Bruno, do you think?
Yeah, it was. I mean, look, does he know something we don't? You know, has there been some indication behind the scenes about it? I'm just answering your question there. It was something different that he said. He wasn't 100% fully committed that he will not be sold, which in the past he has been. He's been very, very honest. And I think he's been honest here as well, because as I say, if a Real Madrid come in, then you've got no chance of holding on to that player, because you cannot deny them the dream move. As I say, PSG, possibly a bit different, but then it's a case of money talks. And if he's getting his salary doubled or trebled, then, you know, his agent's going to tell him you need to take this offer at this stage in your career. So Newcastle are always going to be vulnerable with things like that, especially if you haven't got Champions League football to offer Bruno. So, look, if he ends up going, then Newcastle will take the money for him, and then they'd have to reinvest. But, you know, it's always tough when you sell players, but it's never the end of the world, and it's never a guarantee for that player to go on to another club and be loved as much as he was here. I mean, Johan Cabaye is the great example of that, isn't he? He went to PSG, and yeah, I think he probably regretted leaving Newcastle. I mean, his bank balance would have been boosted, but I think in terms of being loved and having his name chanted every week by 50,000, you're not going to get that at PSG. You just become another player. And for Bruno, that's the decision he's got to make. He's already said it here himself. He says, I want to be a legend here. So he said that a few times. And at the minute, if he left, would he be classed as a club legend? I'll leave that one open to the audience. If he stayed for 5 years and won trophy after trophy, then he would be a legend, in my opinion. So it's a big decision for everybody, this.
Yeah, certainly so. And one to watch. Excuse me. We've both got frogs in our throats. I don't know why. Yeah, but certainly one to watch. And as I say, the next episode, there's two episodes to come of In Conversation with Lee Ryder. Sunday will be all about Alexander Isak. And then Tuesday will all be about Bruno Guimarães, where we will go in a bit more depth about Bruno and what he's achieved so far, what he could go on to achieve at Newcastle, and of course his future. All that remains to be done then is just to get your prediction for Saturday. Are you going for a Newcastle win?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I think it's... I'm looking at Fulham's last two results and they've conceded six. So I think that there's definitely going to be goals in this fixture. So let's hope Newcastle go down there and win. And I think if they can get in command early in the game, then I think they can go on and, you know, why can't I be confident? Let's hope they go down there and score two or three. You know, Newcastle win maybe 3-0, 3-1. Let's make it a great weekend in London and hopefully stay in touch with that European race. Because if they're on 47 points with seven games to go, you know, they're starting to close in. So let's hope they can go down there and make it a great day for the fans.
Hi, I'm Mark. I'm a freelance football journalist and I support Fulham. So just explain to us about Fulham's form of late. At home it's been very good and away not so much. Is inconsistency a big problem? I think inconsistency has probably been the biggest problem of Fulham's season so far. They haven't been able to kind of string too many results together and keep a run of form going. And at home and away, it's been pretty much chalk and cheese. It's just been two away wins in the Premier League this season. Whilst at home, you know, they've been scoring goals, getting results against, you know, the likes of Arsenal and Tottenham. There was a fantastic win away at Old Trafford, which has kind of been the outlier for Fulham, really, because pretty much everywhere else in their travels, they've struggled. So it's been quite a big problem for Marco Silva to try and address this season. And Fulham fans are really hoping that they'll be able to kind of end the season with a run of results, with some potentially kind of fixtures on paper. How much of a fortress is Craven Cottage? Why is it so difficult for away teams to find success? So I mentioned the wins against Arsenal 3-0, against Tottenham 3-0. You know, those are fantastic results for Fulham. And it almost feels strange calling Craven Cottage a fortress in any Premier League era for us. You know, it's always been where we try and get the results, as any club would do, you know, trying to pick up as many wins in front of your home fans. But it's rare that it's ever been called a fortress. But this season, Marco Silva's managed to kind of do just that. You know, there's not only those two wins against the High Flyers, but there was also the 5-0 wins over West Ham and Nottingham Forest. And when Fulham get going in front of their home fans, they've been really hard to stop this season. And they play with a real confidence as well, because they know exactly what they're trying to do. I think away from home, where the differences come in is Fulham change their style a little bit in order to cover up any weaknesses rather than exploit any in the opposition when the opposition are at home. But in front of their home fans at Craven Cottage, you know, we've seen some fantastic results and really positive performances. So there's a lot of positivity going into this Newcastle game, I'd say. Who is the key player Newcastle United will have to keep quiet? Well, it has to be Rodrigo Muniz, who, you know, it's been the revelation of the season for Fulham, really. Losing Mitrovic at the start of the summer or mid halfway through the summer was a massive blow. And you know, we signed Raul Jimenez and he started firing around December time, but then got another little injury. Signed our man Broya from Chelsea on loan during the January window, but it was actually the man who was at the club all along, the young Brazilian Rodrigo Muniz, who stepped up. I think it's 8 or 9 now Premier League goals in 2024 for him. No other players scored as many. And he's playing with such confidence. Anyone who saw his incredible bicycle kick, which is up for, you know, goal of the month this month, and he's been nominated for player of the month, can just see how much confidence he's playing with. So, yeah, no doubt he's probably going to be a handful for Newcastle. And given Jimenez got sent off at St James's Park, maybe Rodrigo will think, you know, will show why he wanted to start in that game ahead of Jimenez. What sort of approach can we expect from Fulham? I think you can expect a really positive approach from Fulham on Saturday. I think Marco Silva is going to be desperate for the team to kind of bounce back from two disappointing results on the road against Nottingham Forest as well. That was quite difficult last time out, losing 3-1. So I think, yeah, he's going to want to see the team go for an attack. They have done, you know, every single time they've been at home, they never really shy away from any team. And so I think, yeah, we can expect to see something really fluid and attacking from them. They've been really positive this season in trying to get on the ball and not letting the opponents dictate play and playing in their own style, which should be another interesting battle when they come up against any house side. What are you expecting from Newcastle? Well, I didn't see much of Newcastle until that crazy 4-3 game, which kind of showed just how fervent and passionate and how much you can't underestimate Newcastle. And I think I've said this before to you guys as well, you know, for a Fulham fan facing Newcastle, we don't have too much joy against you guys. And I've seen a lot of losses against the Magpies over the years. So I'm never too looking forward to playing you guys. And so I'm expecting it to be another difficult game for us. I know there's been struggles up on Tyneside for you guys trying to pick up Premier League wins more than anything. So I'm sure you'll be desperate to kind of get 3 points here. And yeah, I'm expecting a really difficult game for Fulham, to be honest. How will Saturday go and what is your score prediction? I'm pretty sure when I said that Fulham were coming up St James's Park that we were going to win something embarrassing like 3 or 4-0. We obviously lost 3-0 and got a man sent off, so I'm very hesitant to give any kind of good prediction here for Fulham. But I do think we can get a result, as we have done so many times at home this season. I'm hesitant to predict a win, like I said, for previous reasons. And I also didn't think we'd beat Arsenal or Tottenham, so maybe there's something in that by not saying that we're going to win, and we do. So I'll go for a draw. I think there's going to be goals in it because both teams have certainly got goals in them at this moment in time. I'm going to go for an entertaining 3-3 draw.
This has been an additional episode of the Everything is Black and White podcast, looking ahead to Fulham away on Saturday. Thank you very much for watching. Hit subscribe, give the video a thumbs up, and head over to chroniclelive.co.uk where you can keep up to date with all the latest Newcastle news, including everything Eddie Howe had to say ahead of the game with Fulham and coverage of the game through our dedicated Matchday Live blog. And for myself and Lee, we'll see you guys next week.